Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith, and this is our segment where we deal in the economic and financial area with our dear friend Raymond Roberts, Wide World of Stock. Damon, please.
All right, Roland, Carl, thank you very much, guys. Welcome to another Wide World of Stocks Business Minute. And today we're going to start delving into something that a lot of people want to know about but are just too afraid to ask, and that's hedge funds. You know, hedge funds have this persona of being very private and being very secretive, and we're going to try to pull the layers back a little bit on the hedge fund industry, and we're going to do it with our friend Donald Steinberger, who is the managing partner of Agecroft Partners. Agecroft Partners is a global hedge fund consulting and marketing firm. They've won 23 industry awards as the hedge fund marketing firm of the year. Agecroft is in contact with over 1,000 hedge fund investors on a monthly basis, and they devote a significant amount of time performing due diligence on hedge fund managers. And every year they come out with their top hedge fund industry trends, and of course they've now come out with them for 2015. They predict the top hedge fund industry trends through their contact with more than 2,000 institutional investors and hundreds of hedge fund organizations. You know, the hedge fund industry is very dynamic and constantly changing, and it's important for firms to anticipate what changes are likely to occur. Those that effectively evolve with the industry can succeed, and stagnant firms will be left behind. So I want to welcome my friend Don Steinberger back to the show. Don, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here as always. And I want to pick up with number five this week, assets soared. You know, last week you spoke about number four, where you thought a lot of hedge funds were going to close. So if they're closing, how do assets soar? Tell me how this one works.
So as far as the hedge fund industry as a whole goes, in 2014, at the end of the year, we were at an all-time high in assets. Most forecasts had total industry assets just under $3 trillion, and we expect assets to reach an all-time high in 2015. And a lot of this is just being driven by the fact that, you know, there's not a lot of alternatives on where to allocate money right now. You know, if you're a pension fund and your actual rate of return is 7.5%, in the fixed income market right now, you're probably looking at an average return for a diversified fixed income portfolio of 3.5%. So a significant number of pension funds are taking money out of fixed income and reallocating it to hedge funds in order to enhance returns. They're also very concerned about the relative valuation of markets around the world. They want to reduce their downside volatility, and hedge funds add diversification and reduce downside volatility to these pension funds. So they continue to put money in. Most of that money is going to the largest managers. So even though you have we expect to have a record number of hedge funds closing down in 2015, we think assets will reach an all-time peak for the industry.
All right, let's move on to number six, founders share trend. Tell me about this, because this is something that's happened over the past just couple of years, correct?
Sure. There's been a lot of pressure on fees in the hedge fund industry. You know, first of all, I mentioned a lot of the money going to the hedge fund industry is coming from pension funds, and the largest pension funds are able to negotiate significant fee discounts from managers. The fact that most of the money has been going to the largest managers has made it much more difficult for smaller hedge fund managers to raise assets. So one of the things they've begun to do over the past couple of years is offer something called founder share. And founder share tends to be a 25 to 50% discount to investors that invest early. For example, a lot will offer founder share for investors until the fund reaches 100 million, and then they'll switch to their regular fee structure. But if you invest before the 100 million, you get that fee structure as long as you invest in the fund. So the benefit of these founder share is that smaller hedge funds tend to outperform. And at the same time, you're also getting a significant fee discount over what you might get from a larger hedge fund.
All right, Don, we got to leave it there this week, but we're up to number seven on your top 10 industry trends for the hedge fund industry. Don Steinberger from Agecroft Partners, thanks for being here on the Wide World of Stocks Business Minute. Carl Rowland, really interesting stuff. We head towards number 10. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Damon. Damon Roberts, Wide World of Stocks. Smith Sabatino, we're back.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Jeff Weinstein started The Counter, a custom-made burger joint with three simple goals. To earn a good income.
To serve customers great food at a good price.
To have a place to take his wife for dinner.
Customers flocked to his place. He started franchising. Now he's in over 35 locations, and that created a problem.
He struggled with work-life balance. Then he got a big idea. He used his strengths to custom build his life.
Now he flows like soda between his personal and professional worlds.
At home, he often gets ideas for work and vice versa. He pays attention to all the important people and priorities in his life all the time.
Use your strengths to build a life on your own terms. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Suffer from test anxiety? Would you like an easy way to reduce it? Not as tough as you think. Here's the science of it. Tests are no fun, and test really is a four-letter word. They cause anxiety, a great deal of negative thinking, and if test anxiety is not controlled, it can precipitate a substantial decrease in performance, or put another way, failure. What to do? Chew gum.
You really think so?
Absolutely.
Chewing gum while you're stressing out is a way to divert your mental anxiety into a physical act. It sidetracks anxiety, reroutes it so you can successfully accomplish the task at hand.
I chew gum a lot, and this flavor really hangs in there.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Chew gum during a test, and you'll take the bite out of anxiety and improve your score. Share your test-taking tricks with me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.